The UCB word for today is based on Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32. Be kind, tender-hearted, forgiving one another. Because of how we're wired, we often find ourselves drawn to certain sins. Consequently, our areas of weakness are usually consistent and predictable. It's like having a sin profile. In his book, Signature Sins, Taming Our Wayward Hearts, Dr. Michael W. Mangus identifies 9 of these patterns using an ancient system called the Enneagram. It's somewhat controversial because it's been used by many spiritual traditions. However, it's thought to have originated out of consideration of the 7 deadly sins and the fruit of the Spirit. Therefore, it can be applied within a Christian framework. To help you become more self-aware and build a defence against your particular area of vulnerability, let's spend the next few days looking at these 9 pattern sins and the people most likely to wrestle with them. Reformers. Reformers are drawn to perfection. They have a high standard of excellence, and their greatest fear is being flawed. They make good surgeons and excellent golfers. At their best, they're crusaders, watchdogs, and prophets. But because they wrestle with perfectionism and self-righteousness, they tend to judge others whose standards aren't quite so high. The prophet Amos is a good example. He writes about a plumb line that shows how far short people fall of God's standards. Writing to the reformers, Paul said, "Be kind to each other, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God, through Christ, has forgiven you." As a reformer, your greatest challenge will be to demonstrate love, patience, and grace in your dealings with others. And with God's help, you can do it. That's a word for today on UCB.